We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for your three key matchups to watch on Sunday against the Washington Redskins. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Now it's time to talk some football. A very pivotal NFC East battle, which will go a long way to determining who wins the NFC East. And Paul, the Giants are on a five-game winning streak against the Washington Redskins. A big reason, Eli Manning's ability to pass on that Washington secondary. Well, they are a lot better this year, according to the Giants quarterback.
I think they do a good job against the pass. They do a good job getting a pass rush. You don't have a whole lot of time to hold the ball, and they're not giving up a ton of huge pass plays. Some teams are running the ball well against them, and so hopefully we can have that mix and be able to run the ball, be successful with that. But we're not to throw it.
And Paul, they're much better against the pass. On the other hand, they're 30th in the league now against the run.
Yeah. It's really wild when you look at that D, because some things just defy explanation, John. You talk about how good they are in terms of yardage against the pass, but they've given up 20 touchdown passes. 10 of those touchdown passes have come when they have blitzed. So you can tell that becomes a very risky thing for them to do, especially against Eli Manning, who characteristically has been very good at deciphering defenses and doing well against the blitz.
And, of course, Odell Beckham loves to see man-on-man coverage outside, which when you blitz, that's what you get. But remember, Jim Hazard no longer the defensive coordinator for the Redskins this year. Perhaps one of the reasons they've turned it around on that back end, a little bit of a different scheme. Now, offensively for Washington, they have one of their big weapons back on the field in DeSean Jackson. And Jermaine McBride is looking forward to taking him on Sunday.
He's a huge threat, man. He's fast. And, he's a great deep threat for him. So for them to have him back this game, it'll be a difference for him.
And, Paul, DeSean Jackson's their down-the-field guy. They have Jamison Crowder and Pierre Garçon. They are more of a possession type, though Crowder does have some game-breaking speed as well. What are the Giants going to do against those receivers and against Kirk Cousins, who's been very hot and cold this year? When he protects the ball, the Redskins play well.
Yeah, it's interesting. With DeSean Jackson, the Giants like to usually use Prince Mukamara on him. He's coming back, as after the pec injury forced him to miss five games. Prince said, hey, one thing about him, he looks fast again. Remember, he missed the first Giants game with a hamstring injury. He's been back now for 4 weeks. Hasn't really shown the big-time numbers that he's used to showing. So the Giants got to be very leery of him. The other thing they got to worry about, though, is the Giants' safeties have had some trouble in the middle of the field, and you got to worry about Reed. Jordan Reed at the tight end, he's got 6 touchdown catches this year that's tied for 4th among NFL tight ends. So even if they take care of the guys on the outside, it's that tight end that could get in trouble.
And one other note on Kirk Cousins I want to bring up, Paul. In games in which he hasn't thrown an interception this year, the Redskins are undefeated. In
4-0.
Games in which he has thrown an interception, they haven't won. So the Giants have been great at taking the ball away. They'll try to do it again this weekend against Kirk Cousins. Of course, if the Redskins have their way, they won't have to put the ball in the air very much at all. Mm-hmm. They want to run the football with Alfred Morris and their rookie, Matt Jones. Devon Kennard is very impressed with both guys.
I think they're a dangerous team running-wise. They have 2 backs that are very good, very capable. Really, 3, so they got 3 backs that are capable back there and an offensive line that can be effective. So, we can't let them get that rolling, and it just opens up their whole offense when they can run the ball well. So, we definitely have to stop the run game.
And, Paul, then they have a 3rd running back you put into the mix, and Chris Thompson, who's been very good as a receiver this year. The Redskins' running game this year has been very inconsistent.
Yeah.
They were fantastic a couple weeks ago against the Saints. They were fantastic in their first game of the season this year. In the other games, they can barely get 50 or 60 yards in a contest.
There are a statistical anomaly. You've got Morris and Jones, who have 1 100-yard game apiece on the ground. Thompson has 1 100-yard game receiving. It is a very strange statistical dynamic coming out of that backfield. And as you mentioned, John, they're averaging about almost 100 yards a game on the ground this year, but they've been held a half a dozen times to under 60. How do you figure that? It just doesn't seem to make sense. It's like an earthquake seismograph in terms of if you chart what they've done back there. So I don't know what's going to happen and what's going to show up, but here's what I do know. If the Giants shut down that running game like they did when they were at MetLife Stadium, they're going to be in good shape.
And one of their important injury to watch, which will affect both the Redskins passing game and their running attack, Trent Williams missed a couple days of practice this week, their big left tackle.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep an eye on if he's ready to go on Sunday. All right, everybody, that's your 3 matchups to watch. Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy your Sunday of football. For Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Have a great weekend, everyone.